Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, heading into our guest interview segment this morning and our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission and Commissioner Mel Shumway. In studio today with a report on the commission. Commissioner, first off, it's our first chance we've had to get you in studio since being elected. How's it been so far in the first few months being a Lincoln County Commissioner?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been a steep learning curve, but it's been a lot of fun to really get to know the county. Get the lay of the land. Just completed kind of the third set of commission meetings this week, so looking forward to the future and what it brings.
Well, as you know, there's a lot going on in Lincoln County, as always, and a number of items to talk about, starting with the Forest Service. So there's been this at least talk of doing a revision plan for quite a long time, and it keeps getting pushed back. Maybe give us an update on this forest revision plan and where it stands.
I will try to. The Bridger-Teton Forest Revision Plan. Last time this was done was 1990, so it's sorely overdue for an update and a revision. As you know, the Bridger-Teton is 3.4 million acres, so it's a huge forest, and it touches all around and through Lincoln County. So right now, the plan is in more of an assessment mode. An assessment is kind of a snapshot in time, the overall condition of the forest. And that way they can compare to what has changed and what are some of the trends. So moving forward with the assessment, they're on monthly calls. Lincoln County Commission is a cooperating agent with Bridger-Teton Forest. So we're heavily involved with this, along with conservation districts, other counties, state forestry and such. So as it moves from this assessment phase into more of the public phase, that will have more public involvement then. And I know that they are planning on through the summer having outreach from the forest to the general public, like at Alpine Mountain Man Days, county fairs in Sublette, Teton, Lincoln County, things like that, that will have more of the public input. But right now the assessment phase is going on, and that's where we're gathering lots of data and using best scientific methods, ecological reviews, plant communities, such like that.
Absolutely. And when it comes time for those public input, that's something you really want to get involved in, right? Because this is going to kind of give the Forest Service direction on what they do with the local forests moving forward for quite some time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So overall forest health is imperative to Lincoln County and to the forest in and of itself. So we want to be heavily involved in this and make sure that we're utilizing our natural resources as best we can.
That's Commissioner Mel Shumway in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Speaking of the forests happening in southern Lincoln County, we've had Kemmer District Ranger Adam Calkins on our show a couple of times talking about the plan to improve the trail system in southern Lincoln County. I know you've had a chance to catch up with him recently. Give us an update there.
Yeah, we met with Adam, and it's exciting to see some of the trail work going on. They're continuing to work on some of the trails, improve parking at some of the trailheads, loop trails and such. They have trail crews coming in on more trails this summer. A couple of things of note. Big Springs, if you don't know where that's at, it's a fantastic natural resource in the forest up above Cokeville, and they're going to be coming in there to improve the parking area, a boardwalk with some picnic areas and picnic tables and a nice viewing platform. And most importantly, they're going to put a vault toilet in up there. So that will be a nice feature to update the Big Springs area, because it's seen more and more use. It's on that scenic byway up through across the Hams Fork. So it's a neat area. So that's good to see. Kemmer District is doing a lot, and we sure appreciate the cooperation and work with them.
And going to start to see some of this work happen this summer, but if I remember correctly, this is a multi-year project, right?
It's not all going to be done this year. This is multiple years, and as we see the current situation with the federal lands and some of the personnel, it may ebb and flow, but I think it's going to move forward, and we're excited to see some of this work done.
Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway in studio this morning. Commissioner, you just recently were part of a meeting to talk about this transportation master plan that the county and municipalities are working on now. It's been going on for a little bit. Give us an update on this master plan.
Yeah, this is coming through last season and last summer, and the transportation master plan is just looking at the county transportation needs, current situation, and future needs overall. This is in cooperation with state, county, and municipal. It's going to encompass state highways, county roads, municipalities, and also trail systems, and improve pedestrian trails. And the overarching thing is safety. We just want to improve safety. Our roads are not getting less busy. We anticipate more use on our roads. We see more development. We see a huge increase in traffic and worker traffic in southern Lincoln County. So we just want to be able to address some of the pinch points on our transportation hubs and see where we can help alleviate some of the issues and make sure that it's overall safe for travelers and our citizens.
Absolutely. And so right now the process is still in just identifying projects. Is that right?
Yes. They kind of narrowed it down and they've gone through some tier one, tier two projects, and they've assigned different projects like, it's more of a state jurisdiction or a municipality jurisdiction or a county jurisdiction. And they're kind of putting some ranking those projects and moving forward with them. And it's getting to the point they can start to monitorize some of these to see what some of the impacts may be. But it's been good work, and it's been kind of refreshing to see some of the roads around our county that might need help, and especially some of the intersections that need help.
Commissioner, recently SVI's Dan Dox had a chance to sit down with Brett Story. He's new to the Grays River Collaborative, and they're doing some great work there. You had an update on maybe some potential projects, right?
Yeah, the Collaborative is still moving forward, trying to help the Bridger-Teton Forest and especially the Grays River District on some projects. I'm excited to share that the Tri-Basin sale has moved forward, and there's actually timber on the ground waiting for summer to get some moved out of the Grays River area. So that's been a long time coming. The Grays River roadside treatments, using some vegetative treatments to help improve the safety and the fire safety on the Grays River Road, started last year and will commence through the 2025 season. The Grover Park project is slowly moving forward, getting more input on how we can improve Grover Park and to keep the forest healthy up there. This kind of comes at a fortuitous time because of Trump's executive order wanting to get 280 million board feet of timber out of our national forest. So this will be a good segue to help our local forests plan for more timber extraction to help improve timber health if we can. So that's kind of exciting to see.
Commissioner Mel Shumway in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, you and I have both been practicing this word, the semi-quincentennial. Is coming up. I think I got it.
You did. And I've been practicing too, so I don't have to revert to say the 250-year celebration of the United States.
Yeah.
But 2026 marks 250 years of the anniversary of the United States of America. I remember the bicentennial back in 76, and it was a lot of fun. I don't know if I'll be around to see the 300-year mark, but the 250-year is going to be a watershed year for America, and we want to celebrate, and we want to point out the highlights and the great things of America. So stemming from the federal down to the state, the Lincoln County has established a county semi-quincentennial committee with up to 9 people from the county. And these are going to help develop a schedule of commemorative events, programs, and activities that will be held around the county to celebrate the year 2026. We can tag on to our fairs and rodeos and parades, and it's just ways to bring forth a little more celebration of the anniversary of the United States of America. A lot of this will be funded through some state grants coming from the state. So we've got almost a full slate of a committee, and they're meeting already, planning some of the events. And so that's going to be exciting to see and fun to help celebrate for the upcoming year. So that'll be 2026.
All right.
But we'll start planning now.
Right. And look forward to seeing what's on schedule for that. So summer 2026. Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway with the monthly report from the Lincoln County Commission. Anything we missed?
No, that's about what I had, Duke. I sure appreciate Duke and SVI and all the work that they put in. It's fun to hear the radio station traveling all through the county now. So
that's,
if you
right.
get to the south end, I can still pick up and hear the morning show. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
You betcha. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway on the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.